Hello, this is Anita Ville, a.k.a. Niecy Ville, the host of the Encourage Yourself and Win podcast. This podcast is designed to help us encourage ourselves when we find that there's no one else around. Trials and tribulations, challenges will come. What do we do when they come? We encourage ourselves using the Word of God. Let's get busy getting what God intends for us to have, which is success, prosperity, health, peace, and joy. Let's get to it. Hello, how are you today? God is an awesome God. He is a magnificent God. He is a God who cannot and will not fail us. As we stand praying and believing, like it tells us to do in Mark 11, 23, 24, it tells us we are to pray, believe we received, and it is ours. We have to learn to have expectation and patience. We pray for things. We may have a great need at that moment, but what we are praying for may not manifest itself as quickly as we like. We have to be still, like it says in Psalm 46:10, and know that He is God. As we believe God for things, we always, unfortunately, sometimes have a preconceived notion of how this thing should come to pass or when it should come to pass and how it should come to pass and so forth. Stop. We are not supposed to do that. We're supposed to trust God that when we open our mouth to pray, He heard us. And if He heard us, we know we have the petition that we desire of Him. What we're supposed to do, we're supposed to be doers of the word and not hearers only. If there's something that we need to do, we need to get busy taking care of our part. For example, if you're believing God to help you write a best-selling novel, you've got to sit down, pray, and get to writing this novel. If you're believing God for finances, you have to learn to be a tither. Listen, God is a magnificent God. He never fails us. He has everything we need. He told us He has given us everything that pertains to life and God-likeness. But what we have to do after we pray, we have to hold fast our confession and not waver, because we know He who promised us is faithful. When we believe God for things, it's not like believing another human being for something. We may have a friend or a relative that may say to us, "Oh, I'll be over at such and such a time and do such and such a thing for you." You may wait, and that person never shows up. That's not how God works. God always shows up right on time. But we have to do the things that allow Him to show up on time and do what we need done. It tells us in the song to let go and let God have His way. God's ways are higher than ours. That's why we let go and we let God, because we may be believing for something that's a little bit too low. God may want to give us something more magnificent than what we could ever imagine. This is why we let go and we let God have His way with the situation. As we stand and we've prayed for things, things come, but not like you thought they would. Let go, let God have His way, because He does a magnificent job. His ways are higher than ours. As it says in 1 Peter 5, 6, 7, we are to cast all our cares on Him. It tells us first we need to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, because He's going to exalt us at the right time. He tells us also to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. We can't solve anything by walking around with the weight of the world on your shoulders, worrying about how this is going to get done, how that's going to be done. Let's go back again to Matthew 6, 25 to 33. God tells us there, look, don't be concerned about where you're going to live, what you need to eat, what you're going to wear, car if you need transportation. He knows we have need of all these things. He's already prepared a way for us. But we have to step back and let God work his way and not our way. We must always keep our minds on the positive, not the negative. Don't focus on your problem. Always focus on the solution. Always keep yourself in an attitude of gratitude and praise. Keep yourself in an upbeat mood. Why? Because that's what's required. Why? Because we know God heard us when we prayed. It's not a question of if we're going to get what we pray for. It's just a question of being patient and letting God bring it through in his timing. God is a magnificent God. It tells us also in Philippians 4, 6 through 8, that while we are waiting for the thing we are hoping for from God, we have to elevate our minds and keep our minds thinking on the good and positive things in life. Look at your blessings that you already have as you wait for more. Just reflect back how good God has already been to us and the magnificent things he's already given to us. When we are grateful and thankful for what we have, of course, more will come rushing in. We always have to keep an attitude of gratitude and praise. We always should seek to help our fellow men and women in some way. That's how we prosper. If you find that you're having challenges in your life, don't think about those challenges. Don't be concerned about what's going on. Why? Because you know God heard you. He's already taken care of the matter. The manifestation is in the works. And what you need will appear at the right time. We must also remember what it says in Philippians 4:19. Our God supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, not according to an empty bank account or your empty wallet or your empty pocket. It's according to the word of God and the supernatural things he does for us to bring our manifestations out into the natural realm from the supernatural realm. God is an awesome God. He has to work through some man or woman. Often, God tells people to do stuff for us through the Spirit, and everybody does not listen to him. They miss their blessing. But he's going to keep on going till he gets to the one that will heed his word and do what he wants done for us. We will never be without when we trust our magnificent God. God is an awesome God. Everywhere we look in the Bible, look at the magnificent things that were done for people. Let's look at the widows and kings. One, the husband died, left nothing. What happened? God sent Elisha. Elisha told her what to do, and the oil kept flowing. The other woman that just had the small amount of meal, Elisha went to her. What happened? And the meal just kept on flowing. We had to believe what the word of God says. God's word is true. Look at that Bible. Look at all the people who suffered, but they came out better than before. We would love to have lives where we don't have any challenges or any tests or any trials, but that's just not the way it goes. God has equipped us to reign and rule while we're here on this plane. We must begin today to reign and rule, take control, and do what God would have us to do. He said we should be casting out demons in his name. He said we're supposed to be laying hands on the sick and they recover. We are his representatives. We are able to do the same things Jesus did because he went to the Father, gave his life so that we could have the power to do these things. We don't understand how magnificent we are and what we can do. This is why it's very important to guard your mouth, guard your mind, guard your ears, because out of them come the issues of life. God is a magnificent God. He has never failed. Anytime I have sought something from the Lord, it has always come on time and more magnificent than what I could ever have believed for. God loves us. God cares for us. He has put together everything that we could ever need. Like I was saying, we don't like trials and tests and challenges, but that's why you have your faith. And it tells us in Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that he is there and he rewards us for seeking him. That's why it tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things are added to us. Houses, cars, jobs, mates, health, healing. Seeking the kingdom of God just means standing on his word, confessing his word, being right-minded, doing right things for other people, always keeping a positive attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving. Yes, sometimes things happen to us that are damnable. But you can't focus on those. You got to focus on the goodness of God. You have to focus on the sheer magnificence of what he has already done for you and what he will continue to do for you. Look back over your life. I'm sure there were many, many times that you prayed and you didn't know what you were going to do. Somehow or other, the answer came. Somehow or another, somebody brought you some finances. Everything just fell into place as it should. This is why we must let go and let God have his way. But as we let go and let God, we always have to keep a positive mindset. We should be loving. We should be peaceful, joyful towards our fellow men and women. It does us no good because we're having challenges to go and aggravate someone else. You put yourself back a couple of steps. Always keep your mind focused on the good. Again, go back to Philippians 4, 6 through 8, and it tells you, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, think on these good things. We are very powerful. What we speak, we create. What we think, we create. This is why it's imperative to guard your mouth and your mind. It's a constant war for our mind. The enemy understands this. We have to understand ourselves just how important it is to keep our minds focused on positivity. Things are going to come during the day. Could be from your family members, could be from strangers, anyone who's going to try to throw you off your game, rile you up, make you mad, get you off your righteousness path. We can't let them do that. We have to always stay mindful and peaceful. God has us here to help each other. No one can exist without someone else. No man is an island unto himself. This is why all kinds of jobs are created for us to work. In every job that you go to, you find that you are helping your fellow men and women in some form as you perform this job. Keep the faith. Don't shirk back. Stand strong in the day of adversity, knowing full well that you have already overcome. This is why we have to walk by our faith and not by our sight. Don't look with the natural eye. Look through the spiritual eye. Understand that we are supernatural. We serve a supernatural God who does supernatural things for his supernatural children. God will never let us fall. He never lets us fall. This is why when the challenges and tests and trials come, we're to stand on that word. We're to confess that word. We are to keep believing because we know what God promised. He is also able to perform. He's able to perform a healing for you. He's able to perform finances in abundance. He's able to perform peace in the family. God can do anything but fail. And we as his representatives should be going forth doing the same thing for our fellow men and women. Buying a cup of coffee, kind word, a meal if you're able to do so. A silent prayer helps someone tremendously. You might have to go to the doctor's office. You might see folks in there that don't look so well. Give a silent prayer for their healing. God is a magnificent God. As it says in Galatians 6:7, God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man or woman sows, that shall they also reap. So it's beneficial for us to sow good thoughts, seeds for finances. Just do good, think good, act good. Yeah, we know everybody's not going to be like that. But we can't allow someone else to dictate what we're going to receive or not receive. It's solely up to us how our life is going to be. Everything that God's word said is true. Like it says in Philippians 4:19, our God has supplied all our needs. Like it says in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself took our infirmities, bore our sickness and our sins on the cross. By his stripes, we are already healed. He also tells us in his word that he gives us the peace that passes all understanding, that keeps our heart and our minds through Christ Jesus. Bring forth this peace every day. Walk in peace. Walk in love. Have kind words for your fellow men and women. Don't gossip. Don't backbite. Don't put people down. Because when you start doing these things with your mouth, you are sowing seeds that you're going to have to answer for. This is why you want to sow good seeds, because you want a good harvest to come back to you. God is a magnificent God. He never fails. But we've got to learn how to have patience, keep confessing, keep believing, and we shall receive all God has promised us. God is an awesome God. We are awesome children. This is why we have to step out the day and learn to reign and rule over these lives he has blessed us with. There's always something we can do to help ourselves and each other. Like I said, don't gossip, don't backbite. You're wasting your time. And anything that you put out has to come back to you. So you want to put out good thoughts. You want to put out good actions because you want good to come back to you. God is magnificent. His timing may be different from ours, but it's always right on time. Again, do something good for your fellow men and women today. Because again, in doing so, you yourself prosper. Look at whatever talents you may have. Pray about them. Ask God, how can you use these talents to help your fellow men and women? Because in doing so, you'll prosper. It's always wise to put something away as it's coming to you. Remember, God is never late, but we have to be wise stewards when we find the blessing has materialized. Let's go back and look at Joseph. What did he do? He stored up grain for his people to use, and he also had enough to sell to others. But remember, he also kept enough that they would have plenty of what they needed and more to spare in addition to what they sold. Learn to always keep something for another day. Have a blessed day. Keep God first. Help your fellow men and women. Always keep your mind thinking on positive things. Always be grateful. Always be thankful. Always remember, we are all God's children, bought and paid for with a price, and we should treat each other like this. Have a blessed day, have a blessed week, and remember, God is never late. He is always right on time. Have a blessed day.